Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. Thank you for tuning in. We're here to try and assist you and help you with any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. I like to say as long as it's located in Arizona. But we've had a lot of longtime listeners move out of state. Last week, we got a phone call from a longtime listener who now lives in Nebraska. And he listens to us by streaming, and he called the show with a particular question about a home in Nebraska. Now, folks, I've been building and remodeling in Arizona since 1972, ever since I got my driver's license. I've had the good fortune of first job was with Bill Jenkins' sprinkler system, and then I went to work for Dale Masetic and his sprinkler system, then a Dave Dace painting services. Then I got a job with McGrath Builders, learned a lot with those guys. Then I went back home to South Louisiana for a year and worked with a construction company that was in very rural Louisiana. And there were four brothers and me, and they did everything. They dug the trenches for the plumbing and the footings. They laid the steel. They poured and finished the concrete. They framed the house. They roofed the house. They built the cabinets from scratch. They hung the sheetrock, taped it, textured it, mounted the countertops, did the plumbing, the electrical, the outdoor siding, everything. It was an incredible. I have been so blessed working with so many great tutors and mentors over the years that have kind of taught me the right and the wrong way to get things done. But the great majority of my construction working career has been right here in the great state of Arizona. We've built and remodeled restaurants in Wickiup, Arizona, homes in Flagstaff, churches over in Eager, Springerville, and Nutrioso, homes down in Pima County in Tucson area, and of course, just jillions of projects all through Maricopa County. So we started the radio program 30 years ago for you, the Arizona homeowner, to be able to call someone and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. How should I proceed? So we thank you all for your listening loyalty over all the years. And we're here for you at 1-888-767-4348 to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Sweet Jennifer is here in the broadcast studio with me this morning. Romy is out at my grandson Remy's football game in Wickenburg. So there, he had to attend that. Couldn't miss that for sure. And then we've got Miss Julia answering your call. If you'll just dial 1-888-767-4348. Auto attendant will answer. Press 1 and you'll get straight into the studio.
You can also text us at 411-923. I've got the screen open here and can answer your questions and make sure you get the information you need.
Very good. We've got callers lining up already and holding. Let's see if we can bring Susan into the conversation. Good morning, Miss Susan. What have you got going on this morning we can help you with?
Okay, am I the Susan that you're talking to?
You're exactly the Susan I'm talking to.
Okay. Well, from Julie, I got referrals for some arborist, but I have a sister who has been invaded by roof rats, and she has two dogs, so she's leery about using poison, and I'm leery about the roof rats residing in her house. Because I can see them eating some of her electrical wires and burning her house down.
Well,
I wondered if you had any recommendations for
Ms.
how
Susan,
to get rid of
Miss Susan, where, what general area does your sister live in?
Well, I hate to say it, but she lives over in the San Joaquin Valley of California.
Okay, that's all right.
And she can't find anybody okay. that will deal with her roof rats.
So okay, well,
She lives in a little unincorporated town.
All right, well, I will tell you this. I don't have anyone there I can refer her to, but the great thing is roof rats are stupid.
They really are, and they're slow. And Miss Susan, if you'll look on our website, there's under the topics, under the DIY topics, you'll find lots of good information about roof rats. And we've actually been hit by them before too. And we also have a lot of dogs, so we end up just doing large traps. And it is kind of a gross job. But the things, you just need to know how they live. They like to live up high. So if there's any kind of a wall, we actually had to cut away at the drywall and just kind of set them. You can hear them. If you have them in your roof, you'll hear them eating. Yeah, they are a lot of feet, a lot of little pitter-patter sounds. Plus, there is, you can hear them. You can actually hear them chewing at the wood. You can hear them, you know, like pulling it up. So there will be no doubt that you have something up there. They crawl up the wall, along the, so you just have to find where their paths are and put those big traps in there. They're pretty easy to catch.
When they hit the Phoenix area, I don't know, this has to be 6 or 7 years ago when like they became so prominent. They're extremely prolific, but they are slow and they are stupid and they do like to live high. So you can trap them live. You can use large old fashioned mouse traps. If you want to know what we have discovered, I mean, not only did we have to deal with the situation on our property, but when they became so prevalent, I mean, we had to deal with it with lots of customers. Citrus with a little teaspoon of peanut butter on it. A wedge of citrus with a little peanut butter seems to be their death bait. You can get them to go into a live trap. You can get them into a mouse trap. You can get them into wherever you want. With a little piece of citrus, spread a little teaspoon of peanut butter over top of that.
You know, the interesting thing too is we thought we had it pegged where they were coming in. You know, this may be a tip, Susan, for your sister, because we just knew they were crawling up this tree and dropping in on the roof. But we had the Maricopa County vector come out. So if Susan, if she has a vector in her area that would come out, he walked around the house, he pegged that place in like 2 minutes, and it was actually at the bottom of the stucco. They were crawling up through, and we had just gotten a water softener, so I had thought it was like water softener working in the wall, but it was actually the little critters getting in there. So
roof rats,
getting an expert out there just to look at it is quite helpful.
And once they've invaded a neighborhood, it's literally, it seems to be literally impossible to eliminate them. Because no matter how hard you work on your property, your neighbor probably isn't going to work that hard. And in San Joaquin Valley, if you've got a garden, I mean, we had a pomegranate tree. It was
rat food.
it proved to be the main attractant in our yard. Well, I've tried to kill that thing about four times already. And it's still, did you notice it's got fresh blooms? It's coming back again. I bet you I've poured a gallon of root and stump killer on that tree over the course of the last 4 years, and it's still coming back.
Okay. Well, the rats must be fertilizing. I don't know.
The root ball is coming out this time. I'm not going to try and just poison it. But if they've got a food source there, it's going to be really, really tough. But like I say, live traps, good bait.
Keep your property clear. I went actually knocked on neighbors' doors and said, "Do you have rats?" And they're like, "No, Jennifer, we don't have rats."
But
about 6 months later, one of the neighbors called and said, "I apologize because we cleaned up a big heap in the backyard and they just came pouring out." So
that neighbor just happened to be across the wash. Our backyard adjoins their backyard, separated by a wash.
So they ran from them and to us. So
yes,
just make sure
did.
You keep your yard picked up.
So, Miss Susan, for your sister in San Joaquin Valley, I hope that helps. And again, you can always send her to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We have a search engine in there. And just type in roof rats and hit search. And you'll come up with every time we've written about it, every time we've talked about it on air. And I think we even did one or two TV segments on it back in the day. All the information on roof rats will be delivered to you by use of the search engine on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Oh, boy.
If you have any trouble, you can always call us during the week, too. This number, you'll get a human being, some very nice human beings that answer the phone during the week as well. So if you get stumped and you think you don't want to wait till Saturday, give us a call. Or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We are always available for you.
How ironic, the one morning I opened the show talking about wanting to help people in Arizona, we get a call from someone wanting help in California. But that's fine. That's what we do. With my network of contractors throughout the country, we're regularly asked, do you know anyone in Minneapolis? Do you know anyone in Miami? Do you know anyone in the D.C. area? And many, many times I can put them in touch with someone that's trustworthy in those particular neighborhoods. We have a network of about 250 remodeling contractors that we meet with on a regular basis from all over the country. So, but I don't know anybody off the top of my head.
It's always worth asking.
Always worth asking. So I want to talk a little bit about all the things we do to become your best friend. One of the things we do is we publish a calendar every single year that's available to you for free. And it really is like a calendar with dates and pretty pictures of Arizona on it. But it's really a home ownership manual, okay? And it's great advice on how to regularly take care of things in, about, and around your house. It also tells you what topic we're going to be covering on any particular Saturday. And we have a few 2020 calendars left. And you say, well, the year's almost over. What would I do with a 2020 calendar? If you'll contact us with your address, we'll send you the 2020 calendar, and that will automatically put you on the list to receive the soon-to-be-off-the-press 2021 calendar. We distribute over 20,000 calendars a year by direct mail to people who have signed up and asked for them, and we distribute about another 20,000 a year at the various home shows and newspaper distribution systems.
And it does have the referral network printed in the back, so you always have it right at hand. So
you always
nice,
have the referral
coupons
network
along the bottom. It's just a great little tool.
And the Rosie on the House referral network is the best of class in every category, right there available for you. When we get back, I want to talk to you about some of the offers and coupons some of our partners are offering just exactly right now. Y'all stay tuned. You'll want to take advantage of some of these.